And I was told this by, you know, everybody. Yep. You're lazy.
Yep.
If you just worked harder.
And that takes a toll on your mental health.
It can really wear you down.
Still now.
Yeah.
Yep.
It absolutely can. You got headphones on.
Yeah. I didn't volunteer.
You're a podcaster
for
now?
The headphones, but I was told that it was part of the, you know how like the finance bro has the vest? Like they wear vests.
And I don't hang out with hang out with techies.
So finance bros,
okay.
They wear vests, like puffy vests.
Yeah. Okay.
And then they wear
like the hiking vests, but they don't hike.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And then they have button up shirts on.
Oh, that's weird.
Underneath.
Okay. Yeah.
And like that's
plaid?
Like, yeah. That's like the finance bro look. The podcast look is you got the microphone right in front of you.
Yeah.
And you got the headphones.
Yeah.
So Lucas said we had to officially start being podcasters.
Yeah. When I made tenure, this became my uniform.
It's about same time, like, you know?
I think it's a really good look.
Ten of them on Amazon.
Really?
And Levi's jeans. And
Levi's jeans. Yeah. That's good stuff.
Love it.
Brett Favre.
Break them in, and when they get ripped up, I can sell them. People buy them.
People like them.
People like
ripped up jeans.
They like a story, but they don't want the adventure.
And they also don't want to know what the story is.
Exactly.
They don't want to know that it was just a professor
and then
running around in his backyard.
Black Converse. That's my uniform now.
It's a good look.
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
Did you think that you had to dress differently before tenure?
Yeah, I did. I felt like I was, people would be like, Sean's not really taking it seriously or whatever.
And you were like, I'm not.
Yeah. I'm not.
Yeah.
I never did.
Yeah. I'm not. No. You get it.
I do.
I'm joking. I'm
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're very.
I love it.
You should take it very seriously.
But it was
it's
like,
awesome.
That was like one of those things. So we have like, have you ever done this before? Like had
podcasts?
Headphones on and have a mic in front of you?
When we did the radio commercials for Kentucky Harvest.
Okay.
For that class. That still goes on the
DAT 201 class or something.
I don't know by that number, but it's I named it.
I know like three classes by number.
Nexu.
Yeah.
The class that I named first.
Yeah.
I was in the first Nexu class.
Yeah.
And one of our clients was Kentucky Harvest.
Okay. And you were the radio person?
And I was the radio person.
Nice.
And so I had to put headphones on in the one button. And I think
is that
was
the one you
I
asked
this.
Me about? No.
I can't remember.
Because I told you just use your cell phone.
Anyway, that was different.
Yeah.
I just did that really easy. That was for our internal work stuff.
Okay.
But that worked out fine.
Cool.
But yeah, so I have done it before. I think it's neat.
Yeah. I haven't done this since like...
I'm sure you used to do it a ton, I bet.
92 was the last time I've done this. Yeah.
I was -1 year old.
Yeah. So yeah, 92 was the last recording that I made for my band. And I was in...
But you're never talking then, so you're like performing. Like you've not sat like a...
I don't want to say performing, but like I had to sing.
Right.
Which was like Red Hot Chili Peppers kind of Beastie Boys kind of sing.
For sure.
Right? So it wasn't like Soundgarden.
Right.
That was not the band.
But you weren't like being interviewed or you weren't talking on the radio?
No.
You never talked on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
That's
I've talked on the radio a lot.
Yeah.
But it was... Okay. So it was at the Art Institute of Fort Lauderdale... They had bought an old hotel, and that was a dorm, and there was a lounge in the basement, and that's where my band would practice, and that's where we recorded. And so they all had their parts done, and they're like, all right, Sean, your turn. And they're all standing there, kind of sitting there, and I have my headphones on and my mic, and I can hear a little reverb, and I was like, oh, I like reverb.
Yeah, like it's cool.
And so a lot of my songs back then were like really, really screaming.
Oh,
like
okay.
Loud screaming.
Yeah.
Because I can scream like crazy.
Dude, my coworker was in a band.
Like angry like screaming.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Get
so
it out.
That was just the band. And I was like, I don't think I can do this.
I don't think I can do this with it reverbing back at me.
Well,
like,
no. I was like, there's like 20 people staring at me. They can't hear the music.
And it's into...
They can't hear anything. So I'm just standing there like a madman, you know?
And it's very intimate.
Yeah.
Too. It's not like it's just blank faces out there.
No, they're friends and band members. So I just closed my eyes and I envisioned like 1,000 people in front of me. And I
just went for it.
Yeah, I belted it out.
That's awesome.
And it was awesome. Yeah. I remember my guitar player, he's like, you sound like you're mentally unstable. And that's
were you mentally unstable?
Oh yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I have been since my mom died when I was what, 12?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Anyway,
but yeah,
yeah, that makes sense.
So yeah, it was one of those things like just get all that angst out. Mm-hmm. And that kind of actually leads well into this.
Go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'll do my story for next time.
What? No, tell us your story.
Well, no, it wasn't my story. It's just the story that's trending right now.
Oh, yeah. No, tell about it. I think that's interesting.
So you're from Miami.
Yes.
Right. So
town.
Little town. You might not have heard of it. Miami Dolphins.
Florida.
Yeah. It's like
little
humid.
Football team.
Yeah. There's a football team there that they're on Hard Knocks. Anyway.
A hurricane hit them one time. Yeah.
That did happen. Yeah, it did happen. Not the Disney World Florida, but a different Florida. That's basically how I describe it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how I describe
it. Like the real Florida.
Yeah, the real Florida.
Because like once you get past like, I don't know, West Palm Beach, it's Georgia.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I feel.
Your other stomping ground.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I was a reporter in Georgia.
Yeah. So what happened was there's a mall there in Miami.
No.
And
really?
They got
a mall now?
They do. And there is like, I kid you not, did you guys hear about this? There was like 300 plus cop cars with lights flashing outside of this mall.
Yeah, I saw it and I just scrolled right away.
And they shut down all air traffic, all helicopters, everything.
That's
like
true?
This happened like two days ago, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And people have now think that it was because they said they did all this because there was teenagers fighting in the mall. So obviously that's going to open things up to conspiracy theories because they're like, just go in there, tase them. Like, what are you doing?
Teenagers fighting.
Fighting in the mall. It's Miami.
That's what you do.
Isn't that the culture
of
Miami?
When you're a teenager.
Yeah, exactly.
You get into a fight.
So
I was going to say, I thought it was because someone had reported that there were aliens.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
But that's what I was going to say. So
I
people think there are 10-foot tall aliens.
Scroll.
Inside this mall,
fighting teenagers.
I don't know if it fit in. I don't know if it fit in with the teenagers fighting. But anyway, I bet somebody.
I would pay money to see that.
No matter what the encounter was, I bet somebody was dyslexic.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm just throwing it in there. just trying to make a topical political commentary.
Dude,
Did you hear about this, Lucas?
No.
It was on social media. I just don't do conspiracy theories.
I think Well, we've talked about it.
I'm just commenting on Jacob's conspiracy theory about dyslexia in there.
Well, I don't think that was a conspiracy theory. I was just saying I bet somebody in that mall
with dyslexia was like, hey,
it was really an unrelated commentary.
What happened in there? Well, it was 10-foot tall aliens.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm random.
Because it was someone that said that.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
It drives Christy crazy.
It's very fun.
Because I like to do it.
But anyway, so that's what happened. Do you have more commentary on it, Jacob?
Well, I was just going to say, it was insane about how many cop cars.
Dude, if you look this up, you're going to have to like link this or something.
With like 300 cop cars?
Plus.
That's like 1% of the Miami Police Department. I'm just saying.
That
It's kind of a big city.
That might be more of it.
There's like more than 5 people there.
But they shut down like planes flying over. Like they shut down everything, which could have been unrelated.
Right.
Which is what the police
said.
But the police department of Miami then made a response video to the conspiracy theory.
I didn't see this.
And they said, like, hey, we know everybody thinks that it was 10-foot tall aliens, but it was actually teenagers fighting in the mall. And they did a graphic of an alien sneaking up behind the police officer
as he
did the announcement.
Yes.
We are actually looking at the footage right now.
That's a dyslexic
all the cop
thought
cars.
Right there.
Dude, the
it
cop
is
cars
wild.
Are... Show Sean, just because he's from Miami.
I saw it for a second, and I scrolled because I saw aliens. I was like,
look at how many cop cars that is. And you're like, yeah, that's a normal Tuesday.
That's like, yep, I've seen that. That's 1% of the police force right there.
That's like a Tuesday in Florida.
Mm-hmm. It's like half the force
that's
was
like
on duty at the time came.
They were just already there.
The other half were busy doing other things.
Maybe they were already at the mall. They don't talk about
that. Yeah, they were at the... there was a big
police
sale.
Event.
It was a sale.
It was a
Black Friday sale or something.
It's like a Dillard's 20% off sale.
Yes. And they all had coupons. Yeah, so... yeah, so I was looking around. I don't know if you know this, but I go to therapy for my depression and anxiety, PTSD, stuff like that.
Yep.
And I was like, is there a link with dyslexia?
Because
My new therapist, my old therapist retired, probably because I just wore him out. Poor guy.
I'm sure
my new therapist, Rob, is dyslexic.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I was like, you're dyslexic too? And I gave him a sticker, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And I connect so well with him. Like, I connect with people,
yeah,
but not like dyslexic people.
Yeah.
Like, there's something there.
It's a difference.
So he's been giving me a lot of good advice and stuff like that. But I was like, I wonder if there's a link between like depression, anxiety, and dyslexia. So I like Googled it and I found the International Dyslexia Association produced a study called Social and Emotional Problems Related to Dyslexia.
Really?
Yes. And so...
when's it from?
It doesn't. Good,
if
good
you don't,
question.
Yeah, if you don't know,
I don't know
a big
off
deal.
The top of my head, but you can Google it.
Yep.
And there are sources at the back. Let's see how old those sources are. Those sources are from 2020.
Hmm.
So it's a recent study.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you right now. That's another dyslexic thing.
Yeah.
Like, when's it from? I don't know. Look at the oldest, like the newest source. Yeah. You know it's before
well,
that.
Well, that's what I used to say. Like in, I used to say that to other people, and I remember I did this a lot in your class. People would be like, well, it's, they would just find sources to fit their point, but it would be from like 1990.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude,
that's
you can't,
garbage.
I'd be like, you can't use that. Like, that doesn't mean anything.
I mean, if it's Shakespeare, that's
yeah,
one thing.
Yeah, sure. Or if it's like a very well-known
technology related,
nah. Like you can't do that unless it's that unless year, it's or like 5 years before,
like sourcing Moore's law, you
for
know,
sure.
From the, I don't know, 60s.
Yeah. Whatever. But right. Anyway, but yeah, I do that all the time. Like, I want to know what's up to date, and that technology content gets out of date so quickly.
And the problem is with academia, when you try to publish something that's related to technology, it takes about 2 years to get published. So by the time it comes out, Twitter is now X, you know, that kind of
yeah,
thing. Like
sure.
It just, everything changes, or there's no extra normal anymore, which
yeah.
was like one of my favorite computer animated websites where you can make animations out of it.
Yeah.
They did Geico commercials with it. And now it's gone, you know? So it's like, you just, it's really hard. It's a moving target. And it's like, I don't know, you've seen those people where they shoot the clay?
Yeah, the claymations.
The clay, no, they you have a gun.
Oh, clay pigeons.
And you say go and,
yep.
or something
yeah,
and you
I've
shoot
done
it.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like doing that, but like not being able to pick up the gun for like a minute, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's kind of how it is publishing in technology.
I like
it's
that
really
a lot.
Frustrating. So a lot of us publish online,
yeah.
you know, with those things.
Well, give me one mental health point and then we're actually running low on time.
Okay.
But give me a mental health point because I have a thought on this, but I want to hear what the general idea is.
There's a ton here, but they say students, and I would say students who get, who can work their way through higher education, like the middle school, high school,
yep.
elementary, the ones who make it through, because yep. a lot of us don't. The ones that do develop increasing frustration, anxiety, depression, because they've had to work so hard and they've been told over and over. And I was told this by, you know, everybody,
yep.
you're lazy.
Yep.
If you just worked harder.
And that takes a toll on your mental health.
It can really wear
Still
you
now.
Down.
Still now.
Yeah.
Yep.
It absolutely can. But what one thing I thought was interesting is that kids can show like anger. Like they can just get angry.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that kind of sums up my early school experiences.
Yeah.
I was an angry kid.
Yeah. And what's so funny, and I think we can dive into this next episode, because I'd like to just dive more into this next episode, is I think you and I, because of our upbringing and experiences, fell on kind of the opposite of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, attend different schools before I graduated.
I never went the angry route, but I honestly think, and I kind of want to end on this point just because I want us to start fresh in another episode on this yeah. topic, so I think it's important. But like, I think a lot of mine, why I didn't get so depressed or angsty or
angry. You had support.
I was support, and I was also ignorant. Mm. I never knew what a problem it was that I wasn't going to be able to potentially make it to school, like make it through school.
Mm.
Even when I was like looking for colleges, I kind of just had a lot of support, had a lot of help to get there. But there's never a part of me in my senior year of high school that was like, I'm not going to get done what I need to get done or have the life that I want to have.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to dive into that, but like there was never a part of me that was, I don't know if it was just a blind motivation or a blind ignorance to what could have happened had I not been able to make it through school or, you know, whatever it might be, or make it through college or whatever.
Right.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think I'm excited to dive into that, but we're running out of time. But I think that's a really good one that we could dedicate a whole piece
to. Yeah, like when I graduated high school, I was basically that guy from the Breakfast Club. You know, the guy,
with the
rebel
dude.
Yeah, that was basically me. I wasn't as mean as he was, but I mean, I would definitely be aggressive to anyone who was mean to me.
And I was a combination between the really nerdy kid and the guy that played like football.
Okay.
That was...
Wow. Man, we should all do this. We can all be members of the Breakfast Club. Yeah. And we can all do different characters.
But anyway, right. I think that's a really good topic, and I have another thought on it, but I want to make sure we have good timing here.
Maybe make like a little teaser up a comment to bring people back for the next one.
Sure. So I think something that is really interesting that I've learned going through like the business path is I have a lot of, and I'm sure you did as well, and you maybe have moved out of this in tenure, and I've started to work out of this as I move through my career, a lot of self-deprecation. And I have done self-deprecation in front of groups of people at work that don't know me, and that it is, in fact, actual deprecation to my career because they're like, oh, this guy doesn't even think he's good at what he does.
No, I hid it.
Right? And so my
Until I was tenured. Right. I hid it.
And so I was given some feedback in some of my reviews of like, you don't seem to understand, and I don't know how I want to word this. Let me think about this one.
No.
Because it's like I don't seem to understand how good I am at certain things. For me, it's not a skill set. It's just a natural thing. So I think that can lead to a lot of anxiety and depression because you're just like, I don't really know where I fit
in this. That's what this
is. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Let's talk about
more on that next time.
Cool.
All right. See y'all next time.
So you know how to say cheers in Swedish?
Kumpai.
No. That's Japanese.
Oh, what's?
Skull.
It's skull?
Skull.
Isn't skull a type of alcohol?
I don't know, but it's
skull's tough. Like a type of I love vodka, skulls. Isn't it?
I need
it's like a blue bottle.
I want more skulls in my life.
I know way too much.
I love skulls. Yeah.
I don't know, but it sounds awesome. Anyway, skull. See y'all next time.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us for another episode of This Sucks It's Untied. New episodes every Saturday wherever you get your podcasts. Also, catch us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.